This is the Aviat Merli of the 22nd of the 3rd, 2026. Originally spoken on the 7th of March, 2009. And the title, Remain Free from the Word Reason and Become a Bestower of Liberation, Giving Liberation with Your Activity and Your Face. As well as having zeal and enthusiasm for doing service, also maintain an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Today, Babdada was seeing all the children everywhere who are double masters. Firstly, you are the masters of all the father's treasures. And secondly, you are the masters of self-sovereignty. All of you children have received the authority from the father to be both masters. You are the children and the masters. You said, my Baba, and Baba said, my children. So you experience both being the children and the masters. Today, very many children have come. This is the last turn of this year, the season. So today, Babdada checked the effort of all the children. So tell Baba what he would have seen. Each one of you can ask yourself, what is my effort? On seeing all of you children, Babdada was pleased, but the father has one hope. Should Baba tell you what that is? You will fulfill the father's hope, will you not? Baba only has the one hope. Should he tell you? Those who will fulfill that hope, raise your hands. Very good. It is a small hope, and it is that, from today, you change one word. What word is that? The word that repeatedly brings you down is reason. Transform this word reason, and always adopt the word solution. Because what service are you doing now? Finding a solution to the reason for the problems of all the souls of the world. And as soon as you find the solution, you will have to take them to the land of Nirvana, because all of you are bestowers of liberation. So since you are the ones who will give liberation to others, you will find a solution to all your reasons, because only then will you be able to give liberation. Only then will you be able to send them to Nirvana. So is it easy or difficult to change this one word? Think about it. Today, Babdada wants all of you children who have come here, and all of you who are watching or listening at your own places, to change one word. Because reason brings you down. You have been living with reason for half a cycle, and it is now time to find the solution. Nirvaran, solution, and Nirvana, the land beyond sound, liberation. So today, do you have the courage to give this? It is the last turn, is it not? All of you have come with zeal and enthusiasm, and Babdada is congratulating each and every one of you. There is difficulty in sleeping and feeding everyone, but everything is done with love. The plane of love made all of you reach Madhuban. On seeing each one's love, Babdada is giving each one multi-million-fold love from the heart. However, what do you do out of love? Whoever you love, out of love, you would give a gift to that one. So today, Babdada wants to take this word reason as a gift from you. You are going to fulfill this hope of Babdada, are you not? Raise your hands again. Are you going to leave it here? As soon as you go out of these gates, the word reason should finish. Even if it comes by mistake, it is something valuable you have entrusted to the Father. So what would you do with something you have entrusted to someone? Would you claim it back? So have all of you had this determined thought? Have you? Raise your hands once again. Those sitting at the back, wave your hands. Today there are nearly 28,000 to 29,000 listening to the Merli in the hall and outside. All are waving their hands. Acha. Very good. Because according to the time, there will now be a queue in front of you. Why will there be a queue? O bestowers of liberation, give us liberation. So, bestowers of liberation who are to give that, only when you first become free from this one word reason will you be able to give liberation. But Dada wants this year's homework to be that you become liberated and grant liberation. Because day by day, problems are going to increase a great deal. So the problems should change into the form of solutions. Now, your time and effort should not be used for finishing problems. Can you not hear the call of your devotees and the call of the time? So now, according to the time, what transformation is essential? Now, each one of you has to become an experienced image and definitely give one experience or other. So Baba now wants the faces and activity of all of you to be so clear that they show that you are the children of the bestower of liberation who will give liberation. From your foreheads, let them have the experience of sparkling stars. Not just by your relating this knowledge to them, but let them experience this from your faces, because experience brings them close. So show them this experience with your faces and your activity, just like instruments of science enable them to have experiences. Now that it is the season of hot weather, science enables you to experience heat and cold. Since the instruments of science give you an experience, then can the power of silence not give you the experience of power? So Bap Dada now wants you children to remain stable in the stage of that experience, to give them an experience of one power or another with your eyes and your foreheads. Whatever they hear, they like it at the time of hearing it, but then when any obstacle comes, they forget it. However, an experience is not forgotten for life. Bap Dada saw one reason. Baba saw the result too. Seeing one result, Baba gave many, many congratulations. Which result? Until now, you have had good zeal and enthusiasm for doing service. So Bap Dada is giving you congratulations. You are increasing service and also making good plans. You receive the result according to your capacity, but in order to give an experience, you will have to pay attention to yourselves. Your service is now getting well known. People become happy, and nowadays their interest is growing. So what is the way to give an experience? It is that, as well as zeal and enthusiasm, to the extent that you have enthusiasm, to that extent, you now have to have an attitude of unlimited disinterest according to the time. If someone is causing a problem to your efforts, the reason for that is the lack of an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Now, unlimited disinterest is needed. Unlimited disinterest lasts all the time. If it happens according to the time, then time becomes number one and you become number two, which means it was the time that enabled you to have disinterest. Unlimited disinterest continues all the time. On one side are zeal, enthusiasm, and happiness, and on the other side is unlimited disinterest. What is the reason for not having unlimited disinterest all the time? Thupdutta has seen that the reason for that is body consciousness. The word body is used with many things. For instance, relations of the body, possessions of the body, sanskars of the body. The word body is included with everything. But what form does body consciousness especially come in? Until now, Bhupdada checked that the main reason which takes you from soul consciousness into body consciousness is that your old sanskars bring you down. You have finished the sanskars, but even now, one sanskar or another still continues to work in the form of your nature. The nature of body consciousness has become natural, but the nature of soul consciousness has not become natural in the same way. You say that you have finished it. However, you have not completely burnt the seed. And this is why when the time comes, the sanskars of the consciousness of the body emerge. So there is now a need to destroy the nature of consciousness of the body and its progeny with the power of a powerful soul-conscious stage, because you children say that although you don't want it to come, it sometimes emerges. Why does it emerge? Because there is still a trace of it. Its progeny emerges. So there is now a need to become the form of power. The basis for this is for you to check yourself to see whether your old sanskars of the consciousness of your body still remain in the form of a trace. Then that will be stopped by your attitude of unlimited disinterest. On seeing and hearing about the service you do, Bhupdada is pleased. But now the Father's desire is that people should now be able to see the sparkle and spiritual intoxication of your service. They can have an experience through service. In the same way, there should be an impact of your attitude of unlimited disinterest, because nowadays your praise will increase with the service you do. Matter will become your servant. They will have an experience from you. The facilities will increase, but from your having an attitude of unlimited disinterest, there will be a balance between the facilities and your spiritual endeavor. just as you give householders your example of doing everything and having to be karma yogis and remaining like lotus flowers, in the same way, as you serve everyone and receive all your facilities, there will be a balance between those facilities and your spiritual endeavor. So nowadays, there has to be this addition. With the service you do, there needs to be an attitude of unlimited disinterest. As you walk and move around, they should experience you to be special souls. Not just at the time of sitting in yoga or at the time of giving talks, but as you walk and move around, let them experience peace, power, and happiness from your foreheads, because the times are now changing. Pabdala has already given you signals from time to time, but today Pabdala is especially signaling you to have an attitude of unlimited disinterest. For that, each of you needs to check yourself with regard to the obstacle of body consciousness to your becoming soul conscious. You experience many types of body consciousness. You have to transform that. Secondly, also think about your long period of time. There has to be this practice over a long period of time. Effort over a long period of time brings you the reward for a long period of time. If you pay less attention over a long period of time now, you will not be able to accumulate anything for a long period of time. In the final moments, the board of too late will be put up. That is why Pabdala is giving you homework for next season. This body consciousness becomes the reason for all problems. And some children then also become entertaining. They reassure the father by saying that they will be fine on time. Pabdala asks, is the time your teacher? If you become ready on time, then who is your teacher? Would you like it if the time, your creation, becomes your teacher? Therefore, you have to bring the time close. You are the ones who are going to bring the time close. You are not going to be dependent on the time. Do not make the time your teacher. So today, Pabdala is giving you this signal again and again. Check yourself. Repeatedly check yourself and then change yourself. The transformation over a long period of time enables you to claim a right to that reward for a long period of time. So even if you have been a slack effort maker until now, the Father has love for even the last numbered child. It is because he has love that you belong to the Father. You have recognized the Father. You say, my Baba, and this is why you must not leave it to the time. That time will not come. You have to bring about the time for completion. All of you are companions in Pabdala's task for world transformation. The Father alone will not carry out the task. He needs the company of you children. The Father says, first the children. You children are in the front. So if you definitely want to come here next season, you will then get your homework done, will you not? Will you do it? Yes, raise your hands. Acha. Those who are sitting at the back are also waving their hands. Look, today the numbers have increased. And so Babdada gave the child, Gulzar Daddy, a signal to go and see how they are all sleeping and eating, standing in long queues. However, there is happiness on everyone's face. At least we are in Madhuban. However, do not leave this happiness behind in Madhuban. Take it back with you. While sitting in the subtle region, Babdada saw the scene of all of you sleeping and standing in the queues. Babdada had the thought that there should be a shower of quilts and mattresses for all of you right now. However, this too is a gathering of pleasure. Babdada saw it very clearly. Wherever and however you were given a space, the majority of you passed very well. You may applaud. However, do not forget this homework. You are not clapping for this. Babdada and especially Father Brahma always said that the children are the decoration of Madhuban. So all of you have come to Madhuban. Babdada too, in the corporeal form, is pleased to see such a big family. You have had to tolerate this, but tolerating this will increase your power of tolerance for all time. All of you are happy, are you not? You have not had difficulties, have you? Even with such a big family, at least you have continued to get water. All of you used water, did you not? There is a shortage, and so you have to pay attention. But nowadays, people elsewhere don't even have water to drink. Whereas here, you also had water to wash your clothes with. Then seeing such a big family, there is also happiness. Babdada has the spiritual intoxication that no one else throughout the whole cycle has such a big family. Acha. Babdada is reminding you teachers of one special service to do. Of which homework you have to do. The homework of you teachers is that you teachers have to constantly consider yourselves to be true companions of Babdada, close companions, the ones who are going to reveal the Father through yourselves. Anyone who sees you should wonder, who made them like that? Who is their Father, teacher, and Satguru? They should not see you, but the Father. You have to stay in this self-respect for 5 to 6 months as your homework. Then Babdada will ask you about your homework. To what percentage has each one of you completed it? Baba will not ask you a lot of news, but what percentage of your homework you have done. You should not be visible. The Father should be visible. All dharana is included in this. Babdada is giving love and remembrance to the residents of Madhuban anyway, but all those surrounding Madhuban and the residents of Madhuban should understand that each and every jewel of Madhuban is an instrument to reveal the Father. So all the time, those from Madhuban should become examples of those who are serving with the minds, serving with their behavior, and the ones who are examples of being like the Father. Those from Madhuban have to give this result. Did I show the Father's image through myself? Let it emerge from everyone's lips. Wah, Baba's children, wah. So what will all of you do? All of you have to show yourselves as examples who are not number wise, but those who are number one. There is no pleasure in being number wise. If you are going to become something, become number one. What is the big deal in becoming number wise? So all of you have to give the result of win and won. Acha. To all you children everywhere who are seated on Bhaktada's heart throne and the throne at the center of the forehead, and also the ones who are seated on the future royal throne, to such long lost and now found children of Bhaktada, multi-million-fold fortunate children, to those who always give the experience of spirituality with their eyes, to those who always have the fortune of happiness on their faces, to those whose minds are always dancing in happiness, let anyone who comes in front of you experience that there isn't this type of happiness anywhere else, that they learn this lesson here and then go back. In this way, every child of the Father is giving the experience of the Father through himself and the introduction through words. However, to all you children who give a vision of the Father with your eyes and faces, to all such children everywhere, who have sent letters and emails, all of these have reached Bhaktada. All of them reached Bhaktada the moment you had the thought to send them. And therefore, many, many congratulations. Bhaktada is giving all of you children in this land and abroad the response to the love in your heart. So to all of you children everywhere, Bhaktada is giving multi-million-fold love and affection from the heart and saying namaste to everyone. Blessing. May you be an easy and natural yogi and remain free from any bondage of karma while performing karma. Mahavir children cannot be pulled by anything attractive in this physical world. They make themselves detached and loving to the Father in a second. As soon as they receive a direction, those who experience being detached from their bodies, bodiless, soul conscious, free from bondage and yog-yukt, become easy yogis, natural yogis, constant yogis, karma yogis and elevated yogis. They can focus their thoughts and their breath on remembering the Father, the Lord of life, Praneshwar, whenever they want, for as long as they want. Slogan: to be seated on the elevated seat of a constant and stable stage is a sign of a tapasvi soul. Avyakt signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. Have the faith, awareness and power that you have belonged to the Father and have become conquerors of Maya innumerable times. And so what is the difficulty in becoming that now? Do you not have the clear awareness that you, an elevated soul, have played the part of being victorious many times? If you do not have this awareness clearly, it shows that you have not made yourself clear in front of the Father. Om Shanti.